Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and each man, each person in their time plays many parts. Shakespeare, as he often did, had a point. Life is a little like a stage, with each of us playing our part in the drama that is life, our life. And the thing is, we can't really escape it. For as much as we would love to maybe take a moment off stage, we can't, really. No, in our life, we are always center stage, whether we want to be or not, even if sometimes we share it, and let's be clear, we ought to. In other words, friends, even if we wanted to save the drama for our mama, the truth is, we all have a part to play. And at least in our little particular drama, we have the lead, whether we want it or not. The challenge, of course, is that from day to day, we don't always know whether it's a comedy, tragedy, or farce, as some days it feels like a little of each, doesn't it? So maybe today, wherever we happen to find ourselves, given that we have this giant stage at the front of our sanctuary as we prepare for those hills to come alive again with the sound of music one more time this afternoon, get your tickets right after the service. Rather than ignoring it or pretending like it's not here, maybe we ought to reflect upon it, literally. Maybe we ought to take a moment to just consider the stage on which we find ourselves right now. What is the drama that is happening in your life? As you stand center stage, what is happening in your life? Where are you in the narrative arc? Are you in the midst of a scene change? A plot twist? The end of one act and the beginning of another? Has somebody just exited stage right? Are you waiting for someone to enter stage left? Do you find yourself running the same scene over and over again, or perhaps longing for a scene that is long past? Are you in a monologue or a dialogue, or so focused on what's happening off stage that you don't even know anymore? Wherever you find yourself, whether it's at a high or a low, whether you're still in your first act or nearing that curtain call, whether you are happy with what's going on or just longing for that musical number to come in and change the mood, the good news is you are not alone. You may be the only person on your stage right now, but you are not alone. That is, you are not the only person facing some drama in life right now. The truth is, every person who has ever tread the boards of your little stage, every character you have ever encountered, is the center of their own drama. That is, if we found a venue, some kind of festival that was big enough where we could pan out and see all of the stages happening at any given time, we just might catch a glimpse of how interrelated all of us are. After all the world's a stage. Of course, this shouldn't surprise us as a people of faith, should it? At our best, we have always recognized the interconnectedness of life, even if we haven't always spoken about it as a drama Though to be clear, sometimes we have. There are those theologians who have spoken of the redemptive and liberative work of God in Jesus Christ as a kind of drama, a theodrama, if you will, one that began in the beginning and won't close to the end, one without an intermission and which the running time is a little unclear, but make no mistake, can't go on without us, without you, a sort of comedy of errors, in which each and every one of us has a part. In other words, friends, just like in the little drama of our life, we all have a part to play in the big drama that is life. And though we don't always occupy center stage, make no mistake, we are each asked to take the lead at some point. The question is, how will we use our moment in the spotlight when it comes? Every actor at some point has to make a choice about how they are going to play their part. Will they play it safe, just do the bare minimum, mumble along, just praying for that curtain to come? Or will they make some kind of bold choice, step out and move the drama along? Of course, it's up to each of us to make that decision on our own, but only one will get us to the end we long for. Fortunately for us, we are not in the first scene or even the first act. There have been those who have tread the boards before us, and if we pay attention to how they live their life, we just might learn something about how to live our own. We hear about one today, the first martyr of the Christian church, known as Stephen. Now, I know what you're thinking. Finally, a sermon where Stephen gets to take center stage. And I'm with you. There is something about this character, Stephen, that is just so appealing, hard to put your finger on, but he does have a certain je ne sais quoi. But the truth is, for as important as this character Stephen is to each and every one of us, the truth is he only occupies one scene in our script tour today. Two chapters in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, one scene, and then he's gone. Exit, stage, right. Stephen comes forward, professes his faith, ties his story to the bigger story, his drama to the bigger drama, and then when the moment comes, he lays down his life for the sake of his friends. Stephen is stoned to death. Exit, stage, right. It is an ignominious end for perhaps the best named person in our scriptures. But it shouldn't come as a surprise. Stephen was a man willing to speak the truth even when people didn't want to hear it. And as we've been reminded over and over again in the last few years in our world, you never know how people will react to the truth. See, Stephen was elected by his peers to go out and care for the widows, and he did. We're told that he did it with grace, and then when he was accused of blasphemy, he had every chance to recant, to turn around, to play it safe, but instead he chose to stand center stage in the spotlight in his moment and make sense of how his story fit in with every other story that had come before, and he paid the price for it. That is, Stephen was stoned to death. That is, not every time we stand center stage and do the right thing, do the right things happen. Not every time are we safe when that happens, and yet we still have to use the moment when we have it. We still have to stand up and say something on the stage that we are given in the moment we have it, regardless of what is going on in the world around us, because if we don't, the drama falls flat. And though Stephen exited stage right, the good news is there was someone else in the wings named Saul, who was ready to enter stage left as soon as he left. And though he began the act as a villain, he would end it as a hero, if a flawed one, but who among us is it? The point is, friends, we all have a part to play in that great Theo drama. And it will take all of us. Young and old, black and white, gay and straight, male and female, rich and poor, broken and whole, Republican and Democrat, trans and cis, and everyone beyond and between. It will take all of us to find our way into this drama and to change this broken world. So what choice are we going to make? Are we going to just keep repeating the same scene over and over again? I, like just so many of you, received the alert again late last night, getting back from The Sound of Music. There was yet another shooting down in Texas. This time, 9 people dead in a shopping mall, including the shooter. Are we just going to keep repeating the same scenes over and over again? Are we, as a people of faith, going to keep dragging our feet over arms and getting up in arms over drag? Or are we going to stand up and do something different? Are we going to make the bold choice in this single moment in which we have the spotlight to move the drama along? We can make any choice, but only one will change the world. As Richard Foster has said, everybody wants to talk about changing the world, but few of us want to talk about changing ourselves. What choice will we make? Will we keep repeating the same scene over and over again until we get to the curtain call and can bow? Or will, in the time we have, we stand up and speak out? The choice is ours. The good news is that even if we fail to enter on cue, even if we forget our lines or go completely blank, the promise of God's grace made known in Jesus Christ is that every moment we have another chance to make the right choice. And the even better news is that none of us have to make that choice alone. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man, one person, plays many parts. What part will you play? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.